This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen as you travel, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Welcome, Dr. Shealy.
Hello, Ben. It's a while.
Dr. Shealy, it's it's so good to hear your voice. And are you blissed?
I am blissed, especially when you're here.
Yeah, it's, you know, thanks for filling in with Dr. Sergey Sorin last week. I really appreciate that. You know, Dr. Shealy, as you know, I had a little bit of surgery, and they said before surgery, they say, you know, when you're meeting with your surgeon, or at least this is what happened to me. There'll be some slight discomfort. Yeah, just slight,
right.
Slight discomfort, and you know you'll be able, and you'll be able to be on the radio, you know, next day. No problem. You should, everything, no problem. So that's what I was expecting.
Like sitting on a red hot poker.
Yeah, that's it. And just, you know, clearing my throat right after that surgery was really painful, and just a slight cough. Oh my. Gosh, excruciating pain. And Ed Marvini came over, and this was days after, and he said something that made me laugh. And, oh, man, everything was great until he did that.
But isn't he a neat guy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, he's like Hulk Hogan. I mean, he's built like Hulk Hogan. He's a really, really powerful guy.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful man. And so he... I know he visited you and spent some time with you and then came over here to the farm, spent some time with us, and came back to your place.
I'm impressed. Yeah. He is taking over all of our websites.
Makes sense to me. He did I ever tell you how I met Ed?
No.
Oh, let me tell you a story. So I was broadcasting one broadcast on GCN, another broadcast on RBN, And RBN had asked me to do a pledge drive, you know, to raise up some money to keep the network running. And so I didn't like doing that. And the owner of the John Staten Oil said, you know, we're doing a pledge drive today. And, you know, I said, oh, man, I really don't like doing that. So I said, I'll tell you what, I'll do it, but I will match dollar for dollar up to $1,000. And that's when I had a little bit more money than I have now. For everyone who contributes, because I wouldn't ask them to do anything that, you know, that I wouldn't do. But I need to know the name of the person and their phone number, because I'm going to call each person and say thank you. Well, pledge drive went off and, just fine. And so at the end of the end of my on-air time, I called the front office of the network and I asked for the names and numbers, and it just emailed to me. And I got the names and numbers, and I started calling and saying thank you. This is Ed at UserSite in North Carolina. He was so shocked that I called. He couldn't believe it. He just couldn't believe that, you know, a guy who's on the radio would call him and say thank you. And so we were talking, and he explained that he was interested in buying a farm. And I said, well, you know, next time you're in town, and this is, you know, 1,000-mile trip, next time you're around here, you know, I'll show you around, tell you what to look for, and, you know, we'll spend some time together. I'll tell you what works, what doesn't work, what to be careful of, and so forth. So, you know, eventually he came out here to Missouri, and we spent a whole morning, and I showed him all kinds of farms and what to look at, and he was really grateful for that information. And we've been friends ever since. So he started it. He started it by contributing. And all I did was call and say thank you. And we've been friends. And he stayed at the farm, you know, multiple times. He's been involved with the expos. And so he knows a lot of the you know, the faculty from coming up to the expos and staying overnight here and you know, with other instructors. So that's Ed. He's a fabulous guy. Oh, I forgot. So he looked, this is after he contributed, he looked at my website. And he said, Vinny, you know, we could use a little bit of help. Just let me tweak it. Just tweak it. Just a little bit. What I got was a whole new website.
Well, that's it. Hopefully, I don't think he's going to have to redo my whole website, but he's going to polish it.
Yes, and that's right. That's all he has to do for yours. But mine was completely different. Mine needed a, you know, mine needed a total rebuild, or a takedown and rebuild. And that's what he did. So that's it. And you know, in this line of thinking, Dr. Shealy, I believe that America is sinking. I believe we've lost our moral compass. And what I'm seeing is the lack of anyone we can really look up to on a national level. You know, we don't have a Mickey Mantle or a Roger Maris or a John Fitzgerald Kennedy. We don't have anybody, even the race to the moon, the alleged race to the moon. We don't have anyone that we can focus on in a positive way that I can think of, that we can say that we are really, really proud to be Americans. What we've got is scandal after scandal after scandal, Hollywood scandals. We have Hillary, who is immune from obeying any laws. And that
who's got to be
yesterday.
The most crooked person who's ever run for president.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then we have Barry, who, you know, he can't tell the truth. I'm talking about Barry Satoro, the guy who's in at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
You mean the psychopathic, narcissistic Muslim?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
I know I've got to learn how to express myself, but
and his roommate, who some people think is a man. You know, we really don't have anybody to look up to, and I think it is severely damaging to, and has damaged our country. And maybe beyond repair, maybe Donald Trump could be that person that, you know, we would look up to as a hero. But we're in a lot of trouble. And I'm wondering if that impacts the health of Americans because we just aren't happy anymore.
Well, as you undoubtedly know, health has deteriorated steadily over the last 50 years. We were the healthiest we have been as a nation in 1965 when Medicare came in. And total medical expenses then were 4%. By 1970, they were 12%, and we were already unhealthier. Now they're approaching 20%, and we're far less healthy. In fact, you know, I don't see how we can avoid civil war. I don't care which one's elected. I think both sides are so alienated that I think it'll be a near miracle or a miracle if we avoid a true civil war.
And in that light, we have some homework that I'd like to assign.
Good.
On Netflix, seriously, on Netflix, there is a video called Cuba. And there may be some more to the title. It's kind of a documentary about 1952 through 1957, the revolution in Cuba. And what it depicts is few people are unhappy with the government, and the coalition builds and the revolution builds, and then Castro is involved, and Castro has got his revolutionaries in the mountains, and some others have their members in the city. So there's fighting going on, and Batista, who was ruling at the time, calls on his police, and then the police start, you know, shooting people. And that's not enough. So then they call in the military. So then it's the police and the military against the revolutionaries. And it just goes to show how violent it has become. It can become, how ruthless the killing by the government, you know, trying to maintain power at all costs is. The starvation and the just the terror involved all around when a revolution occurs. It is really, really frightening, and it's an eye-opener. So I suggest that, you know, there are many of us who would love to see change, but I'll tell you what, a revolution is generally, I don't think it's ever been quick. I don't think it's ever been done in 20 minutes or 20 days or even 20 weeks. I think they last for, you know, at least 4, 5, 6 years or more. Whenever they occur, they're bloody. Lives are destroyed. Families are destroyed. The economy is destroyed. And then the rebuilding occurs. And why has it happened? Because of the greed of a few at the very, very top. And if you look at why Americans are unhappy right now, well, it's Barry. His greed and his endless vacations. You look at Hillary, she's above the law. If you look at the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, who allegedly accepted all kinds of bribes, and then you find out that, you know, they were going to prosecute him, and then they decide, you know what, instead of prosecuting him with vigor, they say, you know what, we're going to make it tougher to prosecute from now on. So this guy gets off, and we look at these figures and say, they're above the law. You know, someone, one of the little people, smokes a joint, which I don't approve of, but can go to jail for smoking a joint. But these guys are criminals at great extents and get away with it.
Right. And, you know, and to me, the idea of putting somebody in jail for smoking marijuana, which probably is not quite as dangerous as alcohol. You know, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, and alcohol used to be legal, then it was illegal, now it's legal. Marijuana used to be legal, then it was illegal, and now in many places it's legal. These guys can't make up their minds. Dr. Shealy, when we come back, I'm talking about people who are in charge of telling us what to do, can't make up their minds. They're a bunch of defectives, as we call them. When we come back, I'd like to share with you lunch in jail, breakfast in jail, and dinner in jail. Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, medical doctor, and his website is normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. Dr. Shealy is with us every Wednesday for 2 hours. Dr. Shealy, just as an aside, headlines yesterday and today in the largest print possible on the Drudge Report, and there's a picture of Hillary the liar. And she's at the presidential podium. The presidential seal is in front of her. It says President of the United States, or seal of the President of the United States. And then below, in very large letters, laws are for little people. Laws are for little people. And this is obviously about the email scandal. The point I'm trying to make is there's nobody to call. You can't call the FBI. You can't call the police. You can't call the sheriff. You can't call anybody. There's nobody to call. And if you do call 911, they're going to show up with guns and somebody's going to get shot or arrested. So in the United States of America, there's nobody to call. There's no accountability. These guys are running roughshod over us, and I think that's a major part of the stress that people are feeling. And maybe, Dr. Shealy, that civil war is right around the corner. If she is selected, and if she is approved for the presidency, the villagers will realize that they've been had again. And maybe that's the last straw. And so maybe we will get the chance to see what happened in Cuba right here in the United States of America on the streets of our cities and towns when the people go ballistic because their voice doesn't count.
Well, it's fascinating to me because It just seems impossible that there could be that many people so stupid. And yet, the major reason that many people are so stupid, I would guess that two-thirds to three-quarters of those voting for her will be on the public dole.
Sure. Sure. I remember the day that one of our instructors brought one of his friends over to the house. I don't think you've ever met this. You know the instructor, but you don't know the person he brought over. And this person was glowing, talking about Obama and how great he is and how great the economy is. I just couldn't believe it. And at that moment, after listening to this man at our kitchen table for a while, I decided that I am not going to allow people to come into our house who are voting for a regime that wants to hurt, steal, and steal from us. So what I'm saying, Dr. Sheely, is, you know, people say, yeah, he's such a great guy, you know, but he loves Obama. He's a really good guy, but he loves Obama. Well, how can that person who is supporting a regime that wants to steal from us be my friend? So right. I've decided, Dr. Sheely, to burn bridges. Someone who wants to support someone who wants to harm me and my family and people like us, those are not our friends. I don't want anything to do with them. So I've burned some of those bridges, and now I'm getting accused of burning bridges. Well, why the heck would I want to have a bridge to something like that? Why would I want to have a bridge to someone who trashes some of our broadcasts? Why would I want to have a bridge to someone who wants to attack our instructors? I don't. Dr. Sheely, you don't know this, but one of our instructors was attacked by another broadcaster. And that broadcaster and I were on the same radio network. As a matter of fact, I was on his network. Our broadcast was on his network. And when our instructor was attacked, I said, take us off your network. We want nothing to do with you. I am willing to burn bridges like that, Dr. Sheely, because I don't want a bridge to someplace that's harmful to us.
I'm with you. You know, every once in a while I get an email from somebody in which they say, I can only send this to certain friends. Well, I don't have on my mailing list enemies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. But literally, what I have done is I've disconnected from a radio station, a 50,000-watt radio station. I've disconnected from that because I don't want to be associated with people who are attacking us. I will not do it. I won't do it. So Mike Parsons is out of prison, out of jail, and for a little over a week now. And he was telling me about the gourmet servings that they get in jail. When we come back, I'd like to share with you the portions and what they're eating, and I'd like to get your opinion on that, because I believe these people are being starved in prison, and I know they're being tortured. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, and Dr. Shealy, Mike Parsons, USA Prepares instructor, has just been recently released from jail. He ran for office, won in Tipton County, Tennessee. They decided they couldn't have him in office because he was going to expose the corruption and stop the corruption. So the good old boy network decided they would do whatever's possible to stay in power, just like Batista in Cuba did. And so he was on the air with us yesterday talking about the food, or that's in quotes, by the way, the servings that are provided for those in jail in Tennessee. And so I asked him, so what's it like? So for breakfast, here's what happens. They get two biscuits. Now, these biscuits, if you were to take your thumb and your forefinger and make a circle with it, that's a little bit smaller than the biscuit would be, but not much. So you get two of those. You get two teaspoons. That's not tablespoons. That's teaspoons of grits. 1.5 teaspoons of eggs. And 1.5 teaspoons of gravy. That's what the prisoners get for breakfast, Dr. Shea.
Well, that sounds almost like the average American diet. Maybe two or three times that much, but junk.
Mm-hmm. Right. Let's talk about lunch. No green leafy vegetables, no fruit. Everything they get is processed, a lot of beans. There's no such thing as a kosher meal. They get turkey once a week. They get no salt, no sugar, no pepper. They get very, very small portions. For dinner, they will get bologna on two slices of wheat bread. That's dinner. Now, these are, as far as I can tell, concentration camp rations. They get hot dogs, you know, maybe once a week. They get processed food, Dr. Shealy, and what's happening is the prisoners have no energy. You know, and Mike Parsons lost an enormous amount of weight, you know, in the months that he was there. So he tried to get vitamins, mineral supplements, and they were denied to him. I guess what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to ring the bell that if these, you know, not everybody in prison is guilty of a crime. As a matter of fact, he was sent there by a judge who demanded that Mike Parsons answer the judge's questions. And Mike Parsons said, I'll tell you how I plead if you tell me what kind of court this is. Just tell me what kind of court it is and I'll be glad to respond. And the judge said, okay, you're going to jail. So he spends 5.5 months in jail just trying to figure out how to respond to the judge. This is the kind of stuff that goes on. So, Dr. Shealy, is it possible to eat processed food without leafy green vegetables, without vitamins, minerals, and supplements,
I'm not
and be
sure
healthy?
It's possible to process them adequately, even if you do get the goodies. You know, it's junk. And so my suspicion, and I don't know the details, but my suspicion is that a minimum of half the people in jail should not be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike said that if you take out drugs, if you take the word drugs out of the equation, he would be the only one in jail at that point. Because it's either theft for money to buy drugs or selling drugs or using drugs or something related to drugs. If you take out drugs, he's the only one that would be in jail because he's the only one that was not involved in drugs. He was just sent there so that he could have several months to think about how he would respond the next time he was brought to court. But the point I'm trying to make is we have concentration camps in the United States of America and they're called private jails and private prisons. And there doesn't seem to be any oversight. And people are being starved. And I don't like it. I don't like the death penalty. I don't think the government should be involved in deciding whether someone is going to be killed by the government, by a government minion or not.
Well, I agree. I don't think we as people are smart enough to know when somebody should be killed. Period.
I was reading a story about fireworks, and a lot of Americans love fireworks on Independence Day. And here's what, let me just read this, the headlines to this. It's USA Today. Are July 4th fireworks bad for the environment? That's the question. And then there's a little paragraph that says, from the gunpowder that fuels their flight to from the gunpowder that fuels their flight to the metallic compounds that color their explosions. Fireworks often contain carcinogenic or hormone-disrupting substances that can seep into the soil and water, not to mention the lung-clogging smoke that they release, the plastic and the plastic debris that they scatter. Goes on to say, in addition to gunpowder, the fireworks are packed with heavy metals and other toxins that produce a sparkling shower of colors. And strontium is used, and that's that colors the fireworks red. And the strontium compounds dissolve in water and move deep into the soil, and radioactive strontium has a half-life of 29 years, and it can be dangerous to your health. And aluminum is the color white in fireworks, and it's the most abundant metal in the Earth's crust, but they're saying that it can affect the lung and the brains at higher concentrations. Copper is the blues. And the most noted health effect of dioxin exposure is severe skin disease with acne-like lesions on the face and upper body. But dioxin doesn't stop there. The World Health Organization has identified it as a human carcinogen. And it's a hormonal disruptor. And then there's barium, that's green. And fish and other aquatic organisms can accumulate barium, which means it can move through the food chain. And then there's rubidium, that's purple. And it's one of the most abundant elements on Earth. It burns purple, it melts it liquid at 104 degrees Fahrenheit. It's highly reactive with water, capable of igniting fires even below the freezing point. And I don't think they're really sure exactly what it does. And then there's cadmium. So here we have some of
other
the materials that are used.
The players are bad.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm thinking, when I was very young, living on the East Coast, you know, there were these barges that were brought out to the sea, and fireworks were lit from these barges. And the idea was, you know, if there's a fire, well, at least it'd be over the water. But so the fireworks were over the water, and the fallout was over the water. And I'm wondering if the accumulation of all of these fireworks, all of the years, and all the contamination of the water and soil, is it worth it? Is it worth it? And what are your thoughts about... And then there's sulfur, right, from the gunpowder that burns.
Well, I am guilty.
We're all guilty.
I thought about it because it's always been, since I was a tiny child, one of my favorites.
Sure.
And I buy five or more of the huge... You know, finales when we have a party. So, you know, I put about 500 shots into the air. Oh, dear.
I've been there.
I've got to rethink my fireworks.
Well, Dr. Sheely, it's like a tradition, and I think we all need to rethink it. But you know, we're not told. There's no label that I know of that says, "Do not inhale this. Do not ignite it. Do not send your fireworks over grass that the cows will eat. Do not send it over the water where the fish swim. Do not send it over the ponds that are drinking water for animals and so forth." There's no warnings on this that I know of. You know, other than the warnings to say, you know, don't hold this in your hand.
Right.
My concern.
Oh boy.
My concern is, you know, and there are plenty of people that lose limbs, you know, eyes, limbs, fingers, hands, you know, during these fireworks displays. I mean, things go wrong. People get drunk. People do stupid things with, you know, with matches and fireworks and alcohol simultaneously, and the outcomes are not always good. So, I mean, there's always, every year there's stories about children losing fingers, fathers losing fingers, hands, limbs, dying, you know, explosions. But my concern is about the after effects, after the explosions take place, after the showers of sparkly things coming down off the sky take place. My concern is downstream, downwind, food chain, and so forth. So, you know, copper, we need copper, but we don't need an overdose on copper. Same thing, barium and strontium. Dangerous, Dr. Shealy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we are one of the most toxic. Well, the whole world is toxic now because, you know, by the time we release something in the air here, within 24 hours or less, it's on the other side of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I am convinced that, for instance, back 100 years ago or maybe 90 years ago when such things were beginning to be set as a recommended daily allowance of minimum daily intake, that we need probably 10 to 20 times as much now of the basic B vitamin as we did then. I've seen a couple of people with severe vitamin B deficiency in the last year. That's because they don't take a good multivitamin. In fact, the so-called one a day that just gives you the minimum daily allowance is not worth taking. You need maybe 25 milligrams of B complex just to keep from being B deficient, which is essential for your whole nervous system, among other things.
And what about stress? Is that something that we should be taking? If we're stressed, it works. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Right.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's going to be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Shealy, I'm thinking about most people. They get up in the morning and, oh no, I'm going to be late for work, and they race through. If they have breakfast, they race through whatever they got to do to get out the door, get in a car, and then they race to work because they're going to be late. Then they get to work, and then they sit in front of their computer screen, or they sit with customers, or they talk to customers, and all kinds of problems occur. Stress level just increases and increases all day until, you know, they take their first break and they can just relax for a few minutes, and then as the break starts to end, it's, oh no, I got to go back to work. The stress level increases, and then they're back to work, and then they look forward to lunch, and then coming back from lunch, it's, oh no, I got to get back to work. I'm going to be late. It's more stress, and then it's stress until they get home and collapse. I think this is symptomatic of describes most people. What do we do about it?
You're right.
Stress everywhere we go.
Yeah, the father of American medicine, over 100 years ago, talked about stress and illness. Compared to the stress in the early 1900s, I would say total stress, physical, chemical, emotional, and nuclear, is probably 10 times what it was 100 years ago. And we have somewhat accommodated to it, but to a greater or less extent, the marked deterioration in health over the last 50 years is, I think, the result of the cumulative increase in stress.
So what do we do?
Well, you do the best you can. You know, my favorite word in the entire universe is detach. In other words, mm-hmm. if I can change it, I will spend a heck of a lot of energy to try to make it change. Mm-hmm. If I know that I can't do anything about it, like in nuclear energy. You know, next to politicians, I consider nuclear energy the most dangerous thing ever created. I don't feel mm-hmm. as if I could spend my entire life and get it to change. Therefore, other than being aware of it and occasionally mentioning it, I don't waste my life energy allowing my mind to play broken records about it. I detach.
Mm-hmm. How about you, if I remember correctly, at your farm you have a copper pyramid. Is that true? Do I remember that correctly?
Well, that's true. I have explored a dozen different simple things for detachment. Now, you may remember a few months ago when I brought and did a little study at the meetup on the sapphire pouch.
Yeah.
Well, you remember that, interestingly, the people who got sapphire instead of sand had a 93% decrease in the symptoms of depression and anxiety. And last time I was there, when you weren't back for one of them, one of the ladies came up and told me she had gotten off her antidepressant drugs just using that pouch. So we are beginning to explore the possibility of adding the piezoelectric benefits of crushed sapphire as a major stress reducer, because you don't have to think so much about it. It apparently helps you detach from stress.
What else can this piezoelectric effect do, Dr. Shuley, with the sapphire crystals? Class, what we're talking about is Dr. Shuley has this pouch, and it's a small pouch. If you wanted to put coins in it or tokens, American tokens, it might hold 6 or 7 quarters. Okay,
right.
That's the capacity of this leather pouch, and it has a leather strap that is attached to it that you can adjust the length of this pouch to where you want it, to where against your breastbone, so it goes around your neck and so forth. When we come back, would you talk about how this was used, why we believe it works, what it can do, and also, when we come back, can you talk about the spiritual healing session you did at the meetup? I wasn't there for that. I'd love to hear how that worked, what it meant, what you did, and so forth. Okay.
Sounds great.
Dr. Shuley, I'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.